Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, bouncers, zebras, and Josh hates HOAs. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
I walked into a bar, and behind the counter are some signs of cheese sandwiches, $2. And $10.
Of course.
Okay, so excuse me, miss, but are you the lady to give the hand? She says, yes, I am. She's going to wash those hands and fix me a cheese sandwich.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Also in the UK, they're facing a bouncer shortage. The Nighttime Industry Association estimates staffing levels are under 70% of what they should be. The organization cited Brexit, a lack of EU workers, and people quitting during the pandemic as reasons for the shortage.
Gotcha.
They're now calling on the government to help. They say it's a threat to public safety.
Yeah, you want your bouncers.
And they're sure that they have short bouncers?
Why?
I don't know. You just said there was.
I said a shortage of bouncers.
Oh. You thought it was just guys that were in front of bars that were like under 5'8 or whatever?
What the hell?
Hey, get in.
I'll headbutt you in the nuts.
While we're doing the show here, what are you listening to?
I was trying to find something.
Yeah, I bet you were. Yeah.
Anybody ever been a bouncer?
Full size bouncer.
I have not.
Hey, she'd make a good bouncer.
Yeah.
You're intimidating.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Who's slurping drink?
Me.
Oh. It was weird.
Join a little team.
And Ace is chewing. Ace is having breakfast. Chewing. I don't know what he's doing.
Josh, you would have made a good bouncer.
Yeah, you'd be a good bouncer.
My problem is I would have been an unfair bouncer.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Just based on appearances?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, an affliction shirt, you're out. That kind of thing.
You think you're unreasonable. I would have been terrible.
Yeah. Nobody'd get in. Yeah,
not with that haircut.
You must be joking.
Tom, you have to let some people into the bar, okay?
Yeah.
We're trying to run a business
we
here.
Need,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, people to buy drinks.
Yeah. No, I've never designed that. No.
There's no such thing as a typical day for firefighters. We all know that. Something illustrated by this call. Fire crews received over the weekend in Medway, Massachusetts. The fire department responded to a local farm Saturday where a calf had fallen into a 20-foot deep well and was in serious danger of drowning.
Oh, no.
Fire crews executed a technical animal rescue and successfully removed the calf from the well. The fire department happily shared the animal, shared that the animal then rejoined her waiting herd.
Aw.
Aw.
It fell into a sewage pipe?
A well.
A well.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a shattered calf.
What?
Shattered calf.
Shadooby.
Fatted calf.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Well,
that's all right. You'd have to be, A, paying attention, B, interested in the show,
C,
a certain intelligence.
Semi-literate.
Tom sent me the link of what he's listened to, and I was on board with that.
Of course.
What?
Baby cow fell into a well. Or she.
Whatever. Yeah. I just said a calf.
I mean, you expect her to know how to steer.
No.
That's a good joke. That's a good
I was waiting for a baby Jessica joke.
Yeah. Thank God I didn't mention that.
Another day it would have been veal.
Oh. Officials in Maryland.
I'm glad they changed the name and called it veal.
Because you wouldn't eat baby calf?
Yeah. So, yeah, you don't want to be.
Well, baby calf is redundant.
That's a genius move, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Veal sounds much more appetizing than baby cow.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't eat those little carrots.
No, really?
Those baby carrots. Come on, let them live. That's what I say.
Let
dear dumbass.
That's a silly joke.
live, and let live.
Officials in Maryland are hoping to capture a pair of loose zebras by using more zebras.
No, this is how we have this big zebra issue.
That plan never works.
WUSA reports that Prince George's County officials recently unveiled a new plan to round up two zebras that have been on the loose since the beginning of September. The zebra's owner and caretaker have taken two other animals from the herd and placed them in an enclosure in the center of a corral. They hope that by using food and the other zebras as bait, the errant animals will return to the corral.
Yeah, maybe it'll work.
They've been loose for almost 2 months.
Yeah, since September.
Okay, corral.
What do zebras eat?
Corral? What?
Okay, corral, Joe.
I don't get it.
No, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. No, no,
first
no,
was a fatted calf reference, and this was the famous okay, corral reference. But I think Willie's right. This is just going to lead to more loose zebras.
Boy. They've got a lot of problems over there.
What happens when the loose zebras start having baby zebras?
Or veal?
I don't know.
How cool would it be if zebras just became native to Maryland and you'd be going on drives in the Chevy Chase area and just see a zebra?
That would be awesome.
Out.
Instead of a deer, you see zebra grazing.
Yes, that'd be so fun.
And if you're listening in Maryland and you have to go to a Halloween party, you must get a buddy and go as a zebra.
Yeah, why not? One of the loose zebras?
I love those costumes.
Do you?
Oh, it's always the Three Stooges, and one of them always has to be in the back.
And the ass end, yeah.
Oh, those are hilarious.
Yeah, but you would remember never the movie.
No, I'm not saying I would do it. I'm just saying if you live
the movie Top Secret. Do you remember that?
Who was in the ass end of the horse?
It's a milking, it's a dairy
right.
cow.
And the bull
and
comes.
Yeah, yeah, the old, actually, a calf comes. Very funny.
Which movie is that?
Top Secret by the airplane guy.
The famous phone scene.
Yes, yeah. Those zebras aren't the only escaped animals up there. Did you guys see the escaped seals?
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, they're gone. I mean, they took what a fine time to leave us, loose seals.
What a fine time.
Okay, now, I got that.
Did you want it?
No.
So he weighed that one and said, I'm going for it. After two big home runs, he gets up whiff.
Wildlife officials have captured a mountain lion inside a California condo complex.
Is that right?
KESQ2TV. KES.
News with our view that's the truth.
KESQ2TV.
Whoa!
Reports residents of Sunrise Palms in Palm Springs spotted the mountain lion in the backyard of one of the condos.
Knowing the average age of people in Palm Springs, they might have gone with sunset.
Several hours later, Fish and Wildlife officials were able to tranquilize the big cat.
Sunrise.
I've lived here for 20 years.
Fish and Wildlife, this is so sad. Do I have to read this? Said the mountain lion was emaciated and appeared to have been injured.
Oh, poor cat.
It was taken to a rehab facility in San Diego. They hope to release the lion back in the wild once it recovers.
Those rehab facilities in San Diego are good.
Yeah. Are they? Yeah. I hear they charge.
They had Scott Weiland there for a little bit. Okay. That didn't work. But
yeah. Eventually. Yeah. Thank you very much. Usually the cougar hunting in Palm Springs is pretty good.
It's quite nice, yeah.
Wouldn't you like to, I think... Oh, that'd be great.
What's that?
You hooked up with some 50-plus-year-old cougar.
Why would that be so out of...
Josh.
You'd get bossed around. get bossed around.
Oh, you know me. I love getting bossed around. Oh, yeah. In the throws, yeah.
Do you really?
In real life, no. But I take direction very well.
Huh.
Remember, he's a thorough and generous lover.
Right. Oh, no. I know. I've heard the rumors.
I like hearing direction, yeah.
Okay. Like, why don't you leave and bring in someone else?
He doesn't.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Ken. What's his name? Ken?
Yeah, he's good, man.
Nice, yeah. Do you think that name Ken went out of fashion because of Barbie and Ken?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Ken being short on the genitalia department.
The name Barbie sure went out of fashion.
What do you mean short? Non-existent, you mean?
Isn't Barbie short for Barbara? Isn't that like a nickname?
Typically.
Barbara's a nice name.
You don't hear it much anymore.
You think?
Mm-mm. You don't like Barbara?
Does anyone name their kids Bob or Tom anymore?
Barb,
sure. Oh, I'm sure there are out there.
Yeah, you meet Toms.
Little Robert Thomas.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
In today's world, more women are keeping their surnames when they get married, but they still remain a minority. Studies have shown married women who keep their surname are
frigid bitches.
Jeez.
Josh, you maniac. You're a jerk is all you are.
What a giant jerk.
Jessica's going to kick you in the
nuts. What a problematic thing to say.
They're perceived as more powerful and ambitious.
Wait a minute. Is that the word you're going with?
Slow down. So if a woman...
Keeps her surname.
Keeps her, okay.
Yes.
I see. I got it. So they're perceived as what?
As powerful and ambitious.
Okay.
The opposite is true for the husbands of these women.
Well, of course. These brow-beaten bastards.
These men are perceived as less masculine and more feminine.
Whatever you say, dear.
A friend of mine is in this situation. Boy, did he get his panties in a bunch when his...
Daddy.
I have no doubt. Yeah.
Remember when they tried to shove Hillary Rodham Clinton down our throats?
That was for a long time. It was Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, no part of that.
Younger people, I think. My kids insist they are going to keep theirs.
I guarantee you, somebody went to Hillary Rodham Clinton and said, people think that you are too assertive if you don't drop that. I guarantee it was a total political
really?
Yes.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
I think absolutely.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame.
But, women should be able to...
Couples should be able to do whatever.
Maiden name if you want.
Christy kept her name Lee to acknowledge her Chinese heritage.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I didn't want to change it three times.
Wow, if you'd hyphenated the thing, you'd sound like a law firm. Jake, you want to take that?
No, I'm out on this discussion.
I don't care.
No, couples can do whatever they like.
Yeah, I don't think it's a big deal either, but...
The hyphenated last names for kids do get confusing. And then what happens if two hyphenated people end up together? Does that kid have four or three hyphens?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah,
this is my daughter, Susie Crosby, Stills, Nash, and sometimes Young. I always remember because it's like, and sometimes why when you talk about vowels.
Uh-huh.
I've never seen so many hyphenated names in the NFL. There's a bunch in
it. Yeah, it's the NFL and NPR are the two things.
Yeah, I was going to say NPR. They won't hire you unless your name is, like Chong Rabinowitz. It's got a really...
Chong Rabinowitz is very good.
Help their diversity.
Yeah, very, very...
This is NPR.
One of the few fair on
I'm
NPR,
Lunch Meat Diaz Kashir or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Again, Lunch Meat's also pretty good.
The vocal fry does get a little...
People get hungry when they talk to the guy. Actually say you're welcome. I wanted to call him up, thank him.
Yeah.
They say thank you. No, thank you.
You can say you're welcome. Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a big thing for me, too.
You almost never hear you're there all day. You almost never hear you're welcome.
No.
I try to say it all the time now because of that.
Yeah.
Because you brought it up. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome, thank you,
Christy. I always say whatever.
I'm not a big fan of no problem. Didn't think it would be, pal. Sorry to bother you.
Oh, really?
No worries. Yeah. How do you answer,
go have a nice day?
Oh, thank you. You too.
No, I know.
So you're not the boss of me.
No, I go, very little chance of that happening, and walk out.
I see.
Yeah.
What a joy.
Pat, you mentioned no worries. I will say...
Not kidding.
I'll say, hey, do you want to hang out? Hey, can I come over? I'll always say, no worries at all if not. I think that's a big generational thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm an, oh, no worries. Yeah. Sorry to bother you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Sorry I exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are like that. We need you to not be.
Sorry.
I'm trying to apologize for it. Don't worry. Toughen up, Halsey.
No problem. On it.
Well, Hera, this could make you tougher if you carried around a whip, but you wouldn't be able to use it in downtown Reno. The city council has banned the possession and use of whips without a permit.
Well, is that a problem?
In the greater downtown area.
Apparently.
Apparently, police have reported a steep increase over the past 2 years of 911 calls from residents who have mistaken the sound of a cracking whip for gunfire.
Well, either way, what the hell? is there the dominatrix parade is going on?
Yeah, what is happening?
Maybe they're all cowboys. Yeah, it's Reno, Nevada.
Like very, very cowboy.
Come on.
Well, yes, but...
But are people cracking their whips as they walk downtown?
Neither did I. I never saw it either.
I've always wanted to be able to do that, though.
Crack a whip?
Have you ever tried?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Oh, it's fun, but there's a real skill set to that.
Sure.
Yeah, I've never tried it.
Talk about handy. I'd get some action around this place if I had a big whip.
You're not getting any action now?
Really?
No, I mean action in terms of respect.
Oh.
And, you know, and getting things done the way I'd like them.
You feel you've earned respect?
Absolutely.
He thinks he's earned respect.
You know, after all these decades, you require a lot of mind reading on the other person's behalf.
I like it that way.
Yeah, I know. Stress. I know, and it's not healthy.
No, it's not healthy at all.
Stress, fear, these are all great.
Laying in wait for a mistake.
I was trying to find a picture of this mountain lion that was wandering around Palm Springs.
Yes.
It's described as emaciated. Well, the reason it was, they caught it a long time ago, but the condo association decided they couldn't decide what to do. So the poor thing was stuck in a cage.
Oh, and, man. Yeah,
you know how those homeowners associations, they're the worst.
Not all
remember,
of
if you
them.
Can't be an, if you can't be a success in life, become the chairman of your homeowners association.
Boy, ain't it the truth.
And,
ain't it the truth.
Yeah.
You must have a giant homeowners association.
Me? Yeah. I don't have any.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Mm-mm. I do not belong.
We
don't
know.
Look at me.
My neighborhood has a volunteer sort of like, they don't have a homeowners association, but every year you can give $50 if you like. Want to guess how much I've given?
Zero. Yeah. No, I got a thing in the mail that was like, hey, everybody from the neighborhood likes to donate $40. It's not necessary, but we'd really appreciate it if you do. And I was like, see you later.
What, did they clean your streets?
They do.
They do things. Yeah, they do things.
Well, then you should give them money.
I need to see full receipts. I don't trust anyone when it comes to that stuff.
Gosh.
Somebody's making money.
No, they're not.
I'm not a part of it.
Wait,
plus,
should I be?
They don't even have my name on the thing. It's the previous owner's name.
Well, have you signed up with them? Did they know that you moved
in? Are they supposed to know?
Yeah, how are they supposed to know?
They should just know. When a man of my public stature moves into the neighborhood.
This is Josh Arnold we're talking about.
When someone poops in the window, they should know who you are.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's a Cheapskate Acres up there is what that is, yeah.
That's right.
Wait, should I be... I kind of was just bragging about that. Should I be paying this $40 to these people?
Yes.
Oh, really?
They do nice things for the neighborhood.
Okay. Especially your neighborhood. You have a parade every year.
$40 annually?
You guys get off easy.
There's a parade?
You're paying for some woman's grandson's birthday party.
That is not
true.
You know what I'm paying for? All the damn speed bumps they're putting up in every street.
Well, there's that, too.
They don't run over children.
I'm out.
$40 annually is
nothing.
Zero.
Well, that's what it equates for me.
Do you have HOA at your place?
Yeah, it's terrible over there.
Oh. No. My house, it's great. Where I live? No, yeah. Where Willie lives, I don't know. But yeah, they do.
Well, you got to pay for the gates and the armed guards.
It's extraordinarily reasonable.
You can only have one mailbox. It's crazy.
The same mailbox.
It's embezzlement.
Mm-hmm.
You can smart either. Pressure washer, Josh. There's lots of things that come with that fee.
Wait, do we have the same neighborhood association?
We do.
Because you and I, we do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How did you let him in the neighborhood? Don't you, can't you redline him out?
Jessica pays it.
Well, yeah, you fell for it?
I have attended one meeting. It was my last.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, there's no way.
But, did you secretly love that meeting, though, Ozzy? I feel like
there's
a part of...
I was getting fired up. Some guy was complaining about how people aren't cleaning the drains out front. And I'm like, look, dude, I live in a valley, and I try to clean my drain. Don't come over and dump the debris in my yard.
Oh.
The only way I'm going to one of those meetings is strapped with a flamethrower.
All right.
Okay. Well.
Did you know that Eleanor Roosevelt kept her maiden name?
Really?
She did?
Yeah. Anyone?
No.
That was her actual last name?
That was her name.
Oh, so I didn't know that.
They were cousins.
They were like fifth cousins or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's creepy. Weird.
Sorry, Dean. Tried to do a history joke, but forgot that
that wasn't a joke.
Had the dumb class.
That wasn't a joke.
That wasn't a joke, you moron. That wasn't a joke at all.
He just called us the dumb class.
That was a sentence.
It was a statement. Was that a joke? That was a
even name. Eleanor Roosevelt would have gone, what's this guy talking about? My sister-in-law was named Jessica Arnold, and she married John Arnold.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be,
of course, they're brother and sister, but still, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the...
my dad
I'll
is
need help with
her
this
wife, my wife's mother's brother.
Hey, Apple has released a polishing cloth. Some critics are alarmed, though, at the $19 price tag.
Well, it's Apple. What do you expect?
During the company's October Unleashed event, Apple unveiled a variety of new products. We all know that. The newly redesigned MacBook Pro, the third generation of the AirPods, and the polishing cloth. Available for pre-order at $19, the cloth made with soft, non-abrasive material is meant to clean Apple displays of any kind, include nanotexture glass.
Jizz.
Yeah,
take care of
I guess. Sure.
Well, is this just this
does it really go that specific?
It's embedded with special glass.
Glass?
What?
Glass.
When are you people going to learn
glass?
Whatever Apple says, you should probably just go along with it.
It's embedded with glass. What are you talking about?
It says available for pre-order at $19. The cloth made with soft, non-abrasive materials meant to clean Apple's display of any kind.
Including the nanotexture glass.
Oh, okay. I thought
it's not made with glass.
So if you use this to wipe yourself, you're going to need to put it in rice. You drop it in the toilet.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the hell?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.